We are delighted that you're joining us for another podcast of Wake Up Align, and it is the podcast for chiropractors, where we get to talk about chiropractic, chiropractic lifestyle, and topics of interest. You can contact us through our email, and that is mailbag@amcfamily.com. Welcome back. We are excited to have you with us on another episode of Wake Up Aligned. I am Dr. Shannon McMurtry, and I'm your host here with my good friend, Tom Owen. And man, we've got a good episode ready for you today. We were just talking a little bit about where we were headed, and I'm excited about this one because if there's one guy on the planet who can talk about this subject, that's my friend and co-host on this podcast, Tom Owen. Tom, how you doing today?
I am excited. We're wrapping up what has been an absolutely rock star phenomenal year. I mean, it's hard for me to fathom that 2022 is almost in our rearview mirror. But man, what an incredible year it's been across the board. Launched a lot of new programs and have just seen records falling left and right in our offices. And, so what do you do as you kind of wrap things up? You take an assessment of where were you? What'd you do? What'd you accomplish? What didn't we accomplish? And then I think that's kind of where I wanted to go today, was just to talk about, okay, what's next? Right. And what is important, you're in this little window of time that happens every year, but some of us snooze right through it while you're, looking for the man in the red suit and, and you're just getting over your, the turkey nap that you took just a week or so ago.
Sure.
Some people lose what this opportunity that this time of year presents. So I wanted to really unpack that today. But yeah, you asked me how I'm doing. I'm doing well. I'm excited to be here.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Well, before we jump into that topic, I want to say thank you to our listeners. We're getting some mailbag feedback, and actually some information came in on this is what we're talking about among our colleagues. These are some things that you might want to hit on or address. And Tom actually read these off before we started our podcast today, and I've already highlighted three or four of the things. But if you don't mind, Tom, just share some of the ones that kind of jumped off the page at you, some suggestions for future podcasts.
Yeah. Well, by all means, first and foremost, let me just say, please keep it coming.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right? There's no subject off the table, and this is not, you go back to the purpose of the podcast to begin with, is this is supposed to be a conversation that we're having across our kitchen table where other people are just able to listen in on how, this is not meant to be a lesson. It's not meant to be a lecture. This is supposed to be a conversation where we're conveying information and ideas. So yes, please keep that coming, because the feedback that I got here just to read off is, they sent this in text form to me, things that us chiropractors chat about. I'm like, okay, what are you chiropractors out there chatting about? You found that interesting that on the top of the list was nutrition, food quality, and supplements.
Mm.
Well, there has been a lot of effort put in to that arena over the last 5 to 6 years around the AMC Aligned family. So yeah, I think we can definitely unpack that. I like this one, the roots of chiropractic. I'll always love talking about the roots of chiropractic, and interesting that the chiropractors are out there talking about that. How about managing staff? That one really popped off the page.
Yep.
Managing staff, learning to become the CEO of your own clinic. I think some doctors, and I think we could unpack that whenever you're ready, Shannon, but I don't think a lot of people know what CEO really means. So first and foremost, if you think you're out there chatting about what a CEO is, you got to understand what it is before you can talk about how to do it in your clinic. always questions about how to invest. I thought that was an interesting one because that's a completely different arena. How much to charge for ancillary services, right down to KT taping and trigger point therapy. Yeah, those were the ones that jumped off the page. I've got probably another four or five here, but that's a good starting point. But the fact is, the key is please keep it coming.
Yeah,
we want ideas. We want to know what you want to hear about. But there's never a lack of subject matter to discuss. That's for sure.
That's a good segue for our topic that we've prepared today, and that's expectations. And I'm excited about this because if there's one person on the planet that is a natural and does this better than anybody else on setting expectations, I think it's you. I've watched you do this in front of a room of 400, and I've watched you do this one-on-one. And you have a real talent. You have a real knack for this. So I'm going to turn it over to you and just trust in your innate on this. Where do you want to start with expectations today?
Where to start with expectations is, you first and foremost have to have them. You know, you're talking about just an open dialogue about expectations. The problem with most people are they don't set expectations for themselves, and they certainly don't set large expectations. And many times what's weird is we get caught in our own little bubble. And we live in this bubble, and those expectations that live in that bubble is how were they ever established in the first place? Well, most people's expectations in life are set by the people that have come before them that they've allowed to influence those expectations. So if people before you didn't have big expectations and they said, they set expectations of money, or they set expectations in your relationships, or they set expectations of what's possible in business, or expectations of your character, your morality. See, when you talk about expectations, it's a big word. It's an expansive word and those people that have set or formed or molded those expectations have come through one of three parts of your body, your eyes, your ears, or your own mouth. So, a lot of times you affirm those smaller expectations by what you speak. So yes, I take, you're never going to outgrow your own concepts. All right. That's one. And honestly, you're never going to outgrow your expectations. So if you don't expect greatness, if you don't expect abundance, if you don't expect a bigger piece of the pie, then don't worry. You're never going to eat that piece of pie. So yeah, I can unpack expectations whatever way you'd like to, but you can take it as simple as this. Big expectations equal big results. Medium expectations, pay attention. This isn't Tom's opinion. This is absolute. Big expectations equal big results. Medium expectations equal low results. Low expectations equal no results. So the only way you get big results is you have to have big expectations. Because medium expectations driving down the middle of the road are always going to produce low results. So that's those people, when they have that expectation in life that I'm just going to get through life or wait for my ship to come in, what kind of results do those people get? Average at best, low results. So first and foremost, this is a fantastic time of year to unpack your expectations. And if you don't know how to set big expectations, well, by golly, listeners, I don't know what else I got to do for you, right? I'm going to give you the resources. If you're an AMC Align member, you've got the components 24/7 on an online library teaching you this stuff. You've got a mentor, for goodness sakes. Ask. Ask and it shall be given, right? And, you've got to be willing to unpack this one component. in your life. If you're not willing to unpack this one component of expectations and the expectations you carry into every day of your life, when your eyes open and you're looking up at that ceiling getting out of bed, you are carrying some type of expectation, right? They can be bad expectations. You can expect bad things to happen. If you want something, if you're expecting something bad to come out of your marriage, guess what? More than likely, it's heading your way. Okay. So you can have, when I say low, medium, and high expectations, that's not some cute little saying. You can carry that in every arena of your life. If you have low expectations in your marriage, guess what? You're going to get no results out of it. If you have medium expectations in your business career or your finances, guess what? You're going to get low results. So now is a great time to talk and have an episode about how to set big expectations so that 2023, if you didn't like your 2022, there's one way to fix it. Let's set some new expectations and let's think bigger than we've ever thought before. And let's hold ourselves accountable to a standard that we never thought we could meet before. Because if you're just going to wrap up 2022, eat your turkey at Thanksgiving, wait for the big guy in the Santa suit and wait for that ball to drop and think something new is going to happen in the new year, those are the people that set quote unquote New Year's resolutions. Yeah, you took that about as seriously as you did the staff Christmas gift you got. Right? That's about how much I thought about when my kids give me another tie or another pair of socks. That's about how much thought I gave to it because, well, it's just another new year. Yeah. And that's how much that New Year's resolution means. And that's why by February 15th, most people that set New Year's resolutions can't even remember what they were. Okay. So when you say expectations, that is not a small word to me. We carry them every day. I set expectations on my kids, right? My daughter, who, and I know I just took this and ran with it, Shannon, but, and I, you know, we can wrap this back around to, well, how do we set expectations in our practice and so on? I'll do that. But I set expectations. You set expectations. You know, you're a proud father, Shannon. I'm very proud of you. And those kids that you've raised,
absolutely,
you know, she's just, those were, that did not happen by accident. You know, the results that your kids are getting and who they are, that didn't happen by, you set high expectations.
Yes, sir.
From the beginning. My daughter, you know what? We ride together to school. I get to take her twice a week and we have those talks. And there's certain expectations. I said, honey, I don't ever expect perfection out of you. Don't you ever think your dad expects perfection because you're not perfect. You're fallible. But by God, I expect with the last name Owen, I don't expect perfection, but I damn sure expect excellence, right? I don't expect great grades. I expect your best, right? You give your absolute best and it's a C grade, then that's just what it is. But you better leave it all on the floor. You better give your absolute best. What's a high expectation is my daughter, honey, you're going to be strong, confident, and capable. When you leave my house at 18, 20, 22, 23, whenever, you're going to leave here strong, confident, and capable. These are expectations that we place on our children. How often do we set them on ourselves? And if you're not willing to set it on yourself, guess what? You're not a great example for the children, right? So I have to carry a high expectation of myself, both character, moral, spiritually, financially, and in my career, so I set the example for the next generation. How do I do that? Wake up every morning setting big expectations, all right? So tell me when you're ready for me to start, Shannon, because I'm ready to roll.
Well, listen, I, listeners, didn't I tell you? This is good stuff. And this is, I mean, Tom is being Tom right now. This is who he is. Before we talk about fixing, you have some very unique insight in that you have many one-on-one conferences with people who are struggling in some capacity. They're struggling in their relationships. They're struggling in their practice. They feel they don't feel fulfilled in the career, even though they're successful. So I would like for you to peel back the curtain a little bit here. You don't have to name names, but what are some of the most common poor expectations, bad expectations, lack of expectations that you have run into mentoring one-on-one with some of the people that you've touched almost in your 30-year career here? Let's start there, because there may be some people out there who resonate with something that you've already run into.
Well, I don't know if it's necessarily wraps around expectation, but the way you change your expectations, the way you change your perspective is the way you see yourself. And for a while, it really shocked me, and it was a surprise to me how often two main factors play the biggest part of almost everyone's results and everyone's experience in life, right? It's not about money. It's not about money. Doesn't make you happy.
Right.
It just makes misery more tolerable. Okay. You know, and man makes the money. Money doesn't make the man. Right. It's about your innate. It's about your well-being, your person. So the two things that riddle most people that I would have to say can be whittled down to two factors, and then those factors can be broken down to four different components.
Okay.
All right. So number one is fear. Mm. Fear riddles people. Some people are so wrapped up, they're fearful of success, and yet they're fearful of failure. They're miserable. They're screwed both ways.
Right.
Right? Just fear of what other people think is a big one. It's bigger than you think, right? It's fear of what others may think about me holds people back. Yeah, I would say fear, and then value. Self-value, the values that other people have allowed, what people have allowed others to put in them that's established their value, is a really big one. Those that I have found. So I guess the biggest thing is that just because you're a doctor don't mean diddly squat to me. You got doctor in front of your name. All that means is you know how to take a test, right? You know how to study, and you can stay consistent long enough to follow through on that. But past that, it doesn't mean you are owed diddly squat. And whatever has made you as an individual, what makes you up as an individual, doesn't change just because you've got a diploma on the wall. You carry the same stuff that elementary teacher said to you, the same stuff that your parents said to you, your Uncle Joe said to you, your best friend or your old friend, your ex-friend, right? Your ex-husband or your ex-wife, all these, a coach somewhere along the way said, you're not worthy, you're not up to it. And all that becomes wrapped up into what we call the Coke can. Your Coke can, it doesn't matter what label it's on that Coke can, it's what's you've allowed to be put into that Coke can that tells us what's in that can. All right? So yes, it may look like it's a doctor, but the doctors overall are riddled with fear and a lack of value. And I said those are two things, but really, you asked me, well, I have mentored a lot of tough situations, right? And turned them around. And you'd say, well, how did you turn them around? Well, first of all, you have to break it down to most of the issues that are going to be found in the limited expectations, which is where we started this podcast with. Small expectations, low expectations, middle expectations comes from one of these four components. All right. It's going to come from your identity. What do you identify as? What's your value? What's your beliefs? And what's your purpose? Now, there is no way in Hades that this podcast is meant for to be a lesson for me to teach on those four components. But I can assure you, if you're riddled with fear, if you're riddled with that doubt, that self-value, I'll assure you it can be broken and it can be developed and renewed, no matter if you're, if you got air in your lungs. By the way, some of the people that you're talking about I've mentored, they're well into their 60s and 70s.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
It's not about youth. It's not about regret. Most of us get to a certain point. You know, I'm past 50. I've got more in my rearview mirror than I do in my windshield. Right? And if I want to get wrapped up and riddled with my regrets, has nothing to do with it. Has to do with there's breath in my lungs this morning. I thank you, Lord, for another opportunity. And guess what, God? Maybe it's in my 53rd or 55th or my 58th year, I'm setting a new expectation, right? And how do you do that? You reprogram your identity. Because if you identify as a failure, it doesn't matter how many new patients you get, right? It's the marketing's not going to be your answer. Your new fancy functional therapy machine isn't going to be your answer. If you identify with failure, if you identify with debt, doesn't mean it. Your value, your purpose, and your belief systems. And let me tell you, of all of them, I would say identity and belief system. Those are the two that riddle most people, not just most chiropractors, most people you're touching and reaching every day. The older I've gotten, the more I've realized it's not so much about what you do, right? Most of us sit in judgment of how, you know, you practice this way and you do this and this is your lifestyle and this is your sexuality and this is your relationships and this is your church and this is all these divisions. You know what? It all boils down to a set of eyes and a heart that's inside. And everybody's human and everybody's people, and they all have the same issues, regardless. Stop sitting in judgment and realize that people are your ministry. And it's the people that we pour into every day. When it's all about ourselves, then we're not serving. And by God, you're chiropractors. This is a podcast for chiropractors. Stop getting wrapped up about yourself and realize that you're in the service industry. And so when I personalize mentor, whether it's 400 or one-on-one, it's all about the people, all about the person that's across that table. So it's, anyway, I can really dive into this, but we, you know, I want to eventually wrap it up to, well, okay, we can come to an aligned meeting, right? Call me. If you're an AMC member, call me. You want help with this? That's what I do.
Mm-hmm.
But first and foremost, you got to set a higher expectation. And how do you set a higher expectations? Well, there's only two ways that I know how to do it. And I know everybody wants something new. There's only a couple of ways that you can reprogram your identity, your value, belief, and your purpose. That's through your eyes, your ears, and your mouth. And the fastest route to the innate, I got snacks here in the studio here with me today. Fastest way to your innate snacks through those eyes and by the mouth. So your affirmations, what are you affirming every day? What you're saying out of your mouth and you're affirming into those eyes creates your results. You can't change your expectations without changing what's in those eyes. So. Anyway, like you said, Shannon, I can go for a long time, long past our podcast episode today. And I'd like to set it eventually to the fact that we are wrapping up a year. All right. So, like I said, I didn't want to really get into a lesson there. There's a lot of deep stuff I just shared, and I realize that. A lot to unpack. Probably could do two or three episodes on this. But first and foremost, you got to set big expectations. So even if you're challenged and go, well, I don't know how to set big expectations. Well, we got some ideas, don't we? We know where you could start. Right, Shannon? I'm going to throw it to you here in just a second. But the first and foremost, where does transformation take place inside the aligned family? Now, I'm going to talk to our members for a second. Where does transformation take place inside the AMC aligned family. They're called summits. You only got 6 opportunities next year. So let's start with an expectation that the biggest growth, the biggest movement inside the aligned family happens with those that are committing to coming to all six summits. Transformation takes place when there's accountability, and there's just something that takes place at those meetings, those weekends. All right, so let's set an expectation right now. This year we had 8 of them. Next year we only got 6. You better be at that January summit at the end of January. Be at the first one, be at the next one, and everyone after that. I'll assure you, set an expectation of that. That's uncomfortable for you to say it, right? It's an investment. It's not an expense. See, that's an expectation right there. When someone looks at it as, well, I'm not going to come to all 6 because it's an expense. Well, that's an expectation. If you looked at it as it's an investment, guess what? You're going to get a different result from that. So first and foremost, I would say, let's set an expectation for every listener to be at all 6 summits. Now, I know you've got some other ones because I asked you, what moves the needle 100% of the time? Summits? I'll give you another one. Certified Training Center visits. The most underutilized asset of all components of the aligned family. Each and every listener should set an expectation of 2023. Go to at least 2 Certified Training Center visits throughout the year. 2. That's 1 every 6 months. Oh man, Tom, you're driving a hard bargain today. You are being so rough on me. You're asking me to do 1 thing in a 6-month period. Oh, I'm sorry. I don't mean to be too rough on you today, but I thought you wanted something bigger. Bigger expectations. You wanted bigger results. Change what you did this year. And I know another one, right, is right up your alley, Shannon. I'll hand it back to you because I've been talking for so long, but CA coaching, nutritional coaching. Yep. These are things that hit the mark and move the needle. I'll let you share on that.
Yeah, see, you're talking about the expectations and the purpose and the purpose identity belief. You go through all that stuff that is part of the programming. You get down to the fear and what will people think. Listen, the things that we have created, like CA coaching, like nutritional coaching, these are problem solvers. These come about for 2 reasons. Number one, we get tired of hearing people request it. So, okay, we got to do something about it because obviously this is a need. And number 2, it brings value to the doctor, to the business, and to the patients. Those are the 2 criteria that we have when we're getting something like this, as complex as this is, out into our membership. So the expectation is, I'm talking as a doctor here, I am not going to let fear, I'm not going to let fear of what somebody might think about me or fear of money not being there prevent me from learning how to lead my team, prevent me from investing in my team and equipping my team to be better than they've ever been before, right? That's going right to that whole efficiency formula that you share in day 1 summit with all of our brand new folks and the folks going through the primary classes again. That efficiency and how you equip those CAs to handle that efficiency, I mean, the numbers speak for themselves, don't they? Of the doctors that grow 6 digits or more in a year, 50% of those offices have CA coaching as a component, even though it's about 20 to 25% penetrated in our membership. That's the stats of it all. So that's number 1. Number 2 is that nutritional coaching. We have so many people saying, oh, I'm interested in that. I'd like to do that. You know, I'm going to do that as long as there's not a lot of distractions going on in my office. That's a bad expectation. The expectation should be, this is needed. I've got a system and a team and people that I can trust with this. This needs to be part of my healthcare service to my community from this day forward, and then make it happen consistently. I mean, you just brought those two expectations to your new year. And listen, it's getting kind of late, but if you want to hit when the market is hot and do that right now, I can guarantee you come January the 1st, everybody's going to be talking about what? Weight loss, nutrition, healthy eating, lifestyle, working out. You could set the stage now. If you had the right expectation, you set the stage now to hit the ground running there and meet the market where they are. Instead, what do? Well, I got to think about it some more, and I'm not sure I got the right people, and I don't know with the money. And man, that's like you were saying, that's poor expectations. And poor expectations equal what? Zero results.
There are so many different avenues and factors that are available to them. But if you carry that low expectation or that average expectation, it just passes right by you. It doesn't mean it's not working for others. So I said something earlier in the show today. I said, it's such a unique little time period that we all get every year. But we blow right through it because it's just, I'm just got to get to New Year when the ball drops and then it'll all start again. No, this is where you take inventory, right? I talk on another episode about, you know, this is a time to set your budgets. This is a time to set your goals. This is a time to set your expectations, you know, and yeah, just, you know, the nutritional coaching was not something that I wanted to develop. It was requested. This is right. What we need. So we went to the trouble. I mean, that is not easy.
That was a pain in the butt, actually.
Pain in the rear. But guess what? It's not even meant to be something that's, you got to do this for the next 4 years. No, it's designed to launch you. So you can make your 2023 everything you dream of, but guess what? You know, and by the way, it's meant to launch you. So it's really meant to be a 12-month program, right? And then it's established. You don't ever have to do that again.
That's right.
Look, I don't care if you do nutritional coaching, you don't do nutritional coaching. I just think it's a no-brainer to me. But the fact of the matter is, set the expectation that nutrition, that factor, stop putting it off. I'm going to give you another one that's out there, Dr. Shannon, before we wrap this up. How about the whole idea of this show is about setting big expectations. Big expectations equal big results, or high expectations.
Right.
That's the saying. High expectations equal high results. Medium expectations equal low results. Low expectations equal no results. How about the APEX program?
Absolutely.
What is the APEX program all about? The actual fundamental component of the APEX program is about teaching you how to set high expectations across every facet of your life and your career. High expectations that you can't even think on that level. It's developing the millionaire mindset. And by the way, nobody makes $1 million without experiencing $1 million, thinking at the millionaire level, right? You don't just, I'm going to do decompression this year because I'm going to make $1 million. I met somebody down at FAB that said to me, oh no, I want to be a 2-comma guy. 2-comma. I was like, what do you mean you want to be a 2-comma guy? I want $1 million. I want to make 2 commas in my. I'm like, hey, doc, you got to start thinking like $1 million before you'll ever have $1 million. And let me guess, but let me tell you, folks, keep living on that lower level of expectations and you're going to keep experiencing that lower level. You're never going to be able to think like $1 million. You're never going to have $1 million if you can't think on that level. And how do you do that? Apex program. Oh my gosh. That material and that program is second to none, and it's available for everybody. All you got to do is take the test, hit those qualifying factors, and you're in. And you've got Dr. Jared Whalen, you got Dr. Kelly Henry, you got Dr. Todd Osborne, and all the others feeding into you on a regular basis. Are you nuts? You ought to be lined up into that APEX program. All about setting. There's not anything we haven't talked about today that doesn't set you up to have high expectations in 2023. But guess what? You've got to expect it out of yourself. You got to hold yourself accountable. 6 meetings. Let's go ahead and write it down. Let's wrap this show up. 6 meetings. You know, I've always said if all the aligned members show up at one event, we don't have enough seats for everybody. How would you like to run that company? We've been doing this for what, almost 30 years. Yeah. And we have to plan a year and a half out. Most people don't know that. Talk about behind the scenes. They don't know that we sign our contracts with the hotels a year and a half in advance. We've got to estimate how many people are going to show up in Orlando in March a year and a half in advance. How would you like to do that? Right. And if we ever have everyone show up at once, it's going to be standing room only out into the hallways. And guess what? We're going to have a blast when that happens. But the problem is, and it is a problem, Shannon, that you and I know, okay, about 50 to 60% of our membership is going to show up at any one event. We need to set an expectation right now. You know what? Blow up our world. Make it tough on us. We'll step up to the plate and figure it out. But everyone should be at 6 meetings next year. That's an expectation. Everyone should shoot to add CA coaching next year. Not for my benefit. That doesn't benefit me in one iota. You know it, right, Dr. Shannon? That goes to the CA coaches.
Yep.
Right? Then you got the APEX program. Then you got the nutritional coaching. Right on down the line, man. There is more for you to just to have a year like no other if you'll just step up to the plate and set the expectation.
And if you're going to do that, and I hope that you do, hang around people that believe in you. If you're worried about what people think, hang around people who think you can do it, know you can do it, can see it in you, and stay away from that negative, right? You stay away from that no man's land. People pulling you back. You hitch your wagon to people who see more in you than you see in yourself and have done it with others and will do it with you. And combine that with the expectations, you're going to have yourself a great year. Go ahead, Tom.
Yeah. And I know we're up against the clock. We got to wrap this up. But something you just said is such a critical, critical component to mentorship. That was taught to me a long, long time ago. And people, I don't understand what it is, but they plug in. They have like an extension cord. They go around and they just keep trying a different plug. And they keep, I need another plug. And where's the next plug? Where's the next plug? And they're constantly plugging into all these different sources. But when you find one that has 220, right? You don't ever unplug from a source. And it was taught to me very early. When you find a trusted source, which is what you just said, when you find, and look, I know what AMC and Aligned is, all right? I know how much we pour into and we believe in. It's up to you. But when you find it and you can trust that source, you don't ever unplug from that source.
Never.
Never, ever do it because you think you've arrived. All you did is reach the next level. That has nothing to do with the stair-step growth to the next level and the next level. And guess what? Some of that growth takes place in year 25, 27. Real quick, a big shout-out is Henri Dallier's, Dr. Henri Dallier's. I don't think there's very few people that have been around AMC as long as Dr. Henri Dallier's. Just had his all-time record month. All-time record month in year 23. 24.
Yep.
And his associate, Mitchell Robinson, it, you know, takes a village. It's been a journey for him. Steady Eddie, right? But his associate just collected $27,000 this month. Boom. Boom. You know, record for him. But guess what? Would that have happened when Dr. Dallier's, well, AMC Align, they've got some good procedures. And I think about 3 years, about 2002, 2003, Dallier's would have learned everything that AMC had to offer him, right? But no, Dallier's smart. He paid attention. You don't unplug from a source. So for those of you that ever are tempted with that, it's foolish, foolish. Doesn't mean that you can't add other components, but you don't ever go away from a trusted mentor.
Folks, take him up on his challenge. Set those expectations high. Live up to those expectations and communicate to us about how it's going through that mailbag, mailbag@amcfamily.com. Would love to hear more from you. And I'm gonna sign it off on my end, Tom, but just wish you guys the very best of holidays. I hope that all of you will listen to this and use it and be blessed by it. And Tom, we'll throw it to you for the last word.
Last word is carry an expectation each and every day. You can't just carry an expectation into a new year. You have to carry an expectation, and it could be a totally different episode, but you carry an expectation into each and every day. Then you carry an expectation into each and every hour. Then you carry an expectation into each and every minute. And then you carry an expectation with each and every second that goes by, right down to, that's why I teach something called the doorknob principle. What is your expectation that you're carrying as you turn a doorknob into every office, every encounter? There's another person, there's someone waiting for you on the other side of that door. And what's the expectation that we carry? So I teach that in classes, in our careers, in our clinics. There's a lifetime chiropractic patient on the other side of this that will stay, pay, and refer, and some will refer many, right? If you're not carrying that expectation into that room, the odds are you're not going to get that kind of result. I just encourage everybody to realize that each and every day, each and every breathing moment, you have to carry expectations of yourself and the others with you. And with that, I'm going to sign it off today. That I just love the opportunity that we get to spend with you each and every week. I love chiropractic and I love chiropractors. And I hope that you are all blessed and live abundantly and set a high expectation of abundance for you and your family going forward.
And one more thing before we go. If you're a chiropractor who's searching for a better way to build a more sustainable, low-stress practice, then you can contact us at amcfamily.com. You can schedule a discovery session, or you can access any of our free content, webinars, podcasts, and the like.